Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. And today we will be talking about Find Your Escape, Travel Post-COVID. And our guest speaker for this session is Donna Cushenberry. She's the owner and operations manager of Dream Sensations Travel. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you both?
Everything is great. Glad to have you on here. Right outside, yes. We ready to travel.
No, right? I'm so excited to be a part of this great organization that you all have created to help others in finding the or learning and understanding the importance of finances. That's amazing, and that's what we need right now.
So yes. So tell everyone about yourself and about your business.
So my name is Donna Cushenberry, and I am the owner of Dream Sensation Travel Agency. We specialize in group travel, although we help couples travel and groups and girls trips and all of those things. We love to prepare packages that offer you the best opportunity to see, feel, and experience your destination. We've been in business for about 6 years, actually going on 7 years, and we love what we do. We pride ourselves on service, and that is what we do for our clients. We give them great service. At least we try to.
Well, that's good. So just let's start by letting people know that a lot of us think that we can't travel. It takes all this grandiose money and you can't do anything. Let's start there. Let's start by telling people how they can travel as long as they plan and budget for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can travel, you just need to travel on your budget. So we're not going to travel on someone else's budget, so because a budget may look different to each of us. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know? So what we wanna do is we wanna make sure that you're preparing and planning so that you can travel the way you wanna travel and you can go to the destination that you can afford to go to right now. So one of the things is we want to plan ahead of time. We don't want to have these last minute. And do we have some trips that we go on and, you know, we're like, you know what, we just need to get away, a little small getaway. Great, no problem. But for the most part, we want to make sure that we're planning. And usually most people need probably about 12 to 14 months. And I've heard you both say that in some of your podcasts with regards to how you plan. And, you know, I know personally how you plan. So we just, you know, it's important to plan probably about 12 to 14 months because one of the things, because there's so much. And now with, you know, after we're kind of out of COVID, kind of, because the country's opened up, there's so many other things to consider that can cost, that can be an expense. So when you begin to plan, remember that just because you're planning 12 to 14 months ahead, the money is due before then. So I worked with probably 120 suppliers at some point, or could work with that many. And suppliers are companies that help, you know, they actually supply the actual packages or airline or whatever you're partaking in. And so they want their money before you decide you're going to get on the plane. So generally, you're going to look at 45 to 60 days, and some suppliers can be 90 days ahead of travel. So now when you incorporate that, exactly, you have to think about the fact that that means I don't have a whole 12 months, right? So now that reduces our time to actually pay for it. So when we begin to think about budgeting, one of the things we want to do is we really want to be realistic about where we want to go. So maybe you're starting out in a place where it's a family vacation and you're saying, you know what, we want to go to Disney. But after you research, which I'm encouraging, and that's whether you use a professional travel agent like myself or not, you want to have an idea. You don't go buy a car and you don't know whether you want to be on the Dodge lot or the BMW lot or the Kia lot. You have an idea. Same thing with travel. So we do our homework. We do a little research. And so you might realize that getting those tickets for Disney, not quite what you expected. They're probably a little more than what you thought about. And then you want hopper passes and, you know, the dining experience and all of those things. So maybe when you determine what you can afford, maybe you're going to go to a rental property in Florida where they have some of the other things. And then maybe you can take a day trip over to, you know, Disney or something like that. So those are the things that you, when you're looking at what or when the way you want to budget, you want to take into consideration the things that you probably won't think of unless you either contact a travel professional or you do a little research. So research is what I'm going to recommend. Okay. Then you start saying, well, now that I have an idea of where I want to go, pick those two or three places, you know, and now you can narrow it down. You're creating a base for what you want to budget for. And now you say, okay, so we have an idea where we want to go. We know approximately how much it wants to cost. Right now, things are fluctuating, I'm going to tell you. So, you know, last year or year before last, you might have, because, you know, last year almost feels like a blur. So, you know, the year before that, you might have said, well, I'm going to Jamaica. It's going to, you know, my flight will be about $550. You know, now that same flight is $800 plus. So you have to think differently in terms of planning for your vacation now, too, because the industry is trying to recoup the losses. So they're not looking, they're not giving deals. They're looking to make money. So when you're budgeting, then you say to yourself, okay, so this rental property is going to cost me X, Y, and Z. I don't know. Let's just throw a number out. Maybe it's $2,000 for the week. And you're saying, okay, so we're going to drive. All right. Now we need gas money. Okay. We're going to drive. Now we need food. All right. Well, they said that if we rent the property, we can pay $50 and we can get the heat turned on in the pool, or $25 for the grill, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Those are part of your budgeting. You know, if you say, so let's just look at that's a family vacation. What happens to a couple? And a couple says, you know what, we've always been wanting to go to, you know, St. Lucia. Oh, wow. That's really nice. Beautiful place. Mm. You know, but St. Lucia is different than going to, going to Baltimore Harbor. It's two different, and it requires different planning. It requires different, you know, thought processing about what's required. Because for St. Lucia, you know, are you going to most places in the Caribbean, you need a passport. So if you don't have a passport, guess what? Now we add that into our budget. So we're adding up things so that we know how much we need to save for, because vacation is supposed to be stress free. It's supposed to be relaxation. You don't want to be on the beach and trying to figure out if you want to have, you know, if you're going to have a double bill or something when you get back. We don't want you to vacation like that. I want you to vacation in a way that, you know, when you get back, you really still have that peace and that tranquility. You're still, you know, you still have those fonts, you know? So I want to keep going. You guys might, I don't know if you have any questions, but so when you're budgeting, one of the things I'm going to say, and I was jotting down some notes here to make sure that I kind of covered it. There's so much, and you know, I get many requests for all-inclusive, which is great. But I want to tell you today that you have to be thinking more about having some cash on hand when you're traveling, even when you're traveling all inclusive. I'm going to tell you an example I can give from last night. I had clients that were going to Jamaica because the airport was so crowded and they didn't get there as early as they should have. They missed their flight.
Wow.
So, they had to wind up flying out today, right? So you have to factor in travel insurance, because travel insurance is not something we want to purchase, just like car insurance, but it sure is good to know you have it when you need it.
Yes.
So why is having cash on hand or having access to funds important? Because even if they had to pay for a flight, because say they didn't, even with travel insurance, you're filing a claim and you're paying for the expenses prior to you getting that claim money if the claim is approved. So if you go, something happens, you still need to have some funds if something happens. What happens if your luggage is lost? You're not going to have clothes. You have to find something. Do you see? So it's more into it. You know, you want to purchase clothes. Add that into your budget. You know, if you want to have, you know, go on excursions, if you're going to areas that have excursions, go to the budget, part of your budget. What if you have a pet and you need to, you know, factor in a kennel? What if you have, you know, babysitting expenses? Because when you and your husband go, or your husband, wife, or whoever, and then you go away, you have those expenses.
Right.
No, do you have to, nowadays you have to consider, do I have to get COVID tested? And how much is the cost for that?
Right. And to add to that, and if I test positive while I'm away, how is it that I have to be in quarantine over wherever for an extra 10, 14 days?
Say that again. And I've told many people this, that's not an extended vacation. One, you don't get to leave your room. You eat what's on the menu on the menu from the hotel or resort, right? And you don't go out to the room. And so, what happens to, if something were to happen? What happens to your, to things that were not taken care of at home? It's important that we travel and that we really take into consideration the possibilities of what could happen. And this is not just because of COVID. This is just how we need to think in general. But when we look at travel as like we look when we're preparing to buy a home or preparing to buy a car, obviously it's not as large of an expense, but there takes some planning in order for us to have success. So maybe the first year you start off and saying, this is what I'm going to do in order to have a great vacation. I'm going to vacation in the space where I can afford. You know, when I thought about this earlier, I said, you know, we used to say, just get in where you fit in. Well, we don't want a vacation like that.
Right.
You know, we want to get in where that's a fit for us. So we're not following the Joneses, right? Because the Joneses we might wind up with a notice when we get home when we follow the Joneses. we prepare, right?
Right, right.
So maybe this year it's the vacation that's, you know, by the water. Maybe it's just at the beach. And maybe it's up, you know, and putting aside that extra $50, $100. You know what's best, meaning each person, based on your own finances. You know what's best. But I just really believe that budgeting is the best way. There's no stress when you budget. Yeah. When you know, most of the time, I'm sorry, Elroy, what'd you say?
I said, yeah, it's pre-planned out. It's money set aside. So yeah, I agree.
You know, because even if you go and get the rental property somewhere, and you can get rental properties, you know, and whether it's here, whether it's, you know, out of the country, but you're going to need, you know, in most cases, you're going to need food. You're going to need other things. Yeah. You have to factor those things in, because when you don't factor them in, you are taking from another place in your household, you know,
right.
and things happen, right? So life happens when we're budgeting. You know, for those that celebrate holidays like Christmas is still going to come. Have you factored in maybe this vacation is Christmas, is our, you know, is the holiday, is this is how we're going to manage our holiday, or not manage it, but this is how we're going to, instead of having Christmas, we're putting that towards our vacation. You know,
right.
So one thing I know you're really great at is, well, two things. One, you're great at short stays, like weekend stays, weekend planning, and you're also good at, because when you and I start working together, we start working with you. You said, "How much money do you want me? Have you budgeted for this trip?" And I would say, you know, I got $2,500. You're like, okay, you're really good at saying. I say, I want to go to the Bahamas. I got this amount of money. And then you find me something within my plan, but it may not be everything that I wanted to be, but you definitely fit within that plan. And then you also tell us, okay, this is what this is going to get you. Here's what you're not going to have. You're not going to have beachfront. You really do break it down so somebody can see what you're getting for that price. And the more you have, the more luxury you can have in your planning. But you're really good at planning those getaways that builds around someone's budget, because you always say, hey, you know, you're jeopardizing this. If you don't have this, you're jeopardizing insurance. No, if you don't want insurance, that's fine. But this is a possibility that you may run into. So I do commend you for that. So talk a little bit about how you curtail someone's planning around their budgeting and also the weekend getaways that you also plan to work on.
You just stolen my notes. I think you're over here watching my pages over here. So yes, weekend getaways are great. They allow people to regroup. That's especially a strong area for me personally, that I just for couples, because I think that couples are so inundated with so much that they just need a getaway. But I'll be honest with you. I am now starting to plan wellness trips because I'm finding that so many are looking for some sort of wellness getaway. They just need a mental just getaway to kind of regroup. Yeah. So yes. So one, getting away, not spending the whole, not spending everything on it, but having enough time to get away, kind of rekindle. With your spouse and those kind of things, that's important. And that's important to my business. So that's what we try to do. When it comes to, trying to find you a vacation, in accordance and I guess really aligned with your travel, budget, that's important. Because and I discuss many things when I have conversations with clients, because I'm always, and this is just Donna, I'd rather have 4 to 5 days of a great vacation than 7 days of a mediocre vacation. And that's just right. Me. I think that when I explain these things to you, I really want you to see, and we kind of have everything outlined, and so we want you to see the importance of, you can be in the preferred club or you can be over by the tropical view side. That's just the reality of it. And we want you to experience the best because you planned, because you budgeted, because you worked so hard. And so we want you to have this. And maybe this year is not your year to have 7 days. But you have 4 to 5 and you will remember it forever. And you'll say, oh, my gosh, I had the service and they had the butler come in. And, I had the area where it was VIP and, we went over there and, we had the drinks poured out to us and all these wonderful things. That's important. And we want, again, tying in with the theme for our company is see, feel and experience your destination. And so we spend a lot of time on trying to get you to obviously I can't make you do anything you don't want to do, but I do want to make sure you understand what your options are and what you stand to lose if you do this versus that. Then I allow you to make your choice.
right. So at least you know up front instead of getting there and finding out.
Absolutely. One of the things that we usually do not do is we usually do not book clients on non-refundable flights. And I won't call them clients, but I'll get, individuals that will contact me, because a client is when you actually purchase from me. That's why I say that. I will get individuals and they will contact me. And they want me to compare against, all these other, websites and vacation tools and things. And that's fine. But do you know all the details? Right. Do you know all the details regarding what that entails? Is that non-refundable? because if it's non-refundable, when something happens, you're on, you know, it's non-refundable. You can't select a seat. You can't select, you know, all, you know, you can't make any changes. And I want clients to be informed. That's my goal. I always want you to be informed, and we will do everything we can. That's what we do. We try to make you inform you on those things. So, yes.
So so now that COVID things are starting to open up, what should we be looking out for? With, I know here in the States is probably not as hard to travel, but say people want to go out of the country, what should they be looking for as far as COVID? Should they be vaccinated? Like for what is it, cruise ships? Should they have the vaccination? Not saying that people should do it, but I'm just saying what's the expectations from the different countries?
So there are some countries that probably will in the future will be requiring vaccination in order for you to travel there. Currently, mostly what you see is you find that you have to be get the COVID test, the lab tested COVID test prior to you traveling, and that's probably one of the largest thing that you have to do right now. That varies, so you have to be on top of the place that you're actually going to be visiting. You need to know whether or not it's required. You know, some places it was required previously and it's no longer required now. So you have to know through the Board of Tourism, you have to be following the protocol, the CDC requirements, and it can be pretty extensive. A couple weeks ago we were working with a client going to Hawaii, and I can't tell you how, you know, that those things can be challenging now, because, you know, you need to know that you time the 72 hours from the second leg and not the first leg of your travel, and, you know, 72 hours, and now it's just 3 days instead of 72 hours for Jamaica. And those things make a difference, because those countries will not allow you to enter if you miss the mark on those very critical.
Even with a vaccination card?
Even with the vaccination, because the vaccine does not mean that you will not, that you cannot.
That's COVID. True.
So
that's
they're true. not, but I'll tell you this, there are so many protocols in these other countries. Mexico, for instance, you know, you go into Mexico, and when you go to these resorts, your bags are being cleaned, you know, and generally at many of them before they go into your room. You know, you're not asked whether or not you want to use hand sanitizer and have, you know, your temperature checked. Those things are requirements. Whether you're traveling domestically or internationally, do the safe things. Make sure that you're taking the precautionary measures. Make sure you know where you're going, and make sure you understand, you know, the levels. So there's levels, just like there's levels in the United States. There's levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. Make sure you know them. Make sure you understand, you know, when you're going to places, exactly what you can kind of expect. One of the things that increase in many areas, no different than the U.S., is crime. So be careful and make sure that you're traveling safe, you know, and this is off of the COVID piece, but make sure when you go to any hotel or resort that you're using the safe, that you're making sure your belongings are safe. Don't slack. Don't get so, you know, comfortable that because things have opened up that things can't happen.
Right.
Question. Right. Is there a cost to, you know, you're talking about budgeting as far as, you know, traveling. Is there a cost for when someone has to take a test to come back, or is this just included in the price of the travel already?
Currently, many of the hotels and resorts outside of the country are paying, they're incurring the expense. They've been doing this since this was implemented back in March, I want to say the end of February or March, with the CDC. That's not to say all of them are, because it depends. Once again, we talked about quality, right? So that depends on where you vacation. Many of the, you know, known brands are already incurring that cost. There are some you have to read the documents or have someone that will read your confirmation pages. Some of them, if you test positive, they then charge you, and then they want to take a second test because now they want to make sure. So I've had places that will charge you $125. Now they want to test you again to see whether or not it was a true read or not. Not a given. All house you in there for the 10 to 14 days. Some will, and some will charge a lesser rate.
Wow. Well, so how does the airlines handle that? Because you'd have missed your flight. So how do you get rebooked on to get home once you're all clear?
So oftentimes you can work with the airline. Well, let me say this. Some airlines, not all are equal. Know who you're traveling with. There are some airlines that have made some exceptions to multiple things. Just like American Airlines, you can now change. You can have a change, say you make an error on a name or a date or something like that, or you can make some adjustments to your travel, they are willing to work with you. That wasn't the case in the past. So generally your brands like, you know, Southwest and Delta and United and American, you can find some flexibility. That does not mean that you will find them with all of the airlines. They will work with you, but again, because you need to make sure you have allotted for the unexpected, because again, even having travel insurance, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that they're going to take out the travel insurance credit card. No, you, if there's additional expense, they're going to expect you to pay for it, and then you will file a claim to your travel insurance company.
Is that the same with the hotels too, if it's positive? Who pays for the, I was supposed to leave it on Friday. Now I got to stay for 4 or 5 more days. Who incurs that cost?
Well, these things all depend on who you're booking with and what the contract terms are, and they can vary. So those things are, but generally the ones that are paying for your actual stay, if you test positive, did you know those things up front? That's in the contract. American, let me just say with American, you mentioned about the getting coming back home and testing. So one of the things is American in particular has created a app called AmeriFly, and in that AmeriFly, if you make it through all of that, what they're asking you to do, you need to take a selfie. You have to do like all these things. I'm like, oh my goodness. And that's not including the tourism paperwork that you have to pay, you have to fill out or complete on your app. And then you also have to check in, you know, for your flight. But you can't check into the flight until you have all these other things with the AmeriFly in place. So I'm telling you, they're trying. Remember that they're the ones that are confirming that you have tested negative. So, you know, I haven't flown on Delta recently, but I have been out of the country probably 3 times since COVID. So last year I was out of the country in August, November, and then I was out of the country in May of this year. So I have been out of the country, and we have had many people, and thankfully no one has had COVID or come back with COVID. But those are, I always say that right now, if you are not flexible, this is not for the faint at heart. And that's whether you're going domestic or international. And that is because there's so many things that get changed. We're on the phone or in some way making some adjustments almost daily to flight changes. So if you want to get frustrated, you probably just need to get a car rental and drive to your destination, because you have to be flexible right now.
Wow. COVID has changed everything.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That's why we use you.
You know what? And I hope it doesn't discourage. My goal is for you to be informed. You both know.
Right. Oh no, you do that. You inform.
I'm going to tell you what it is. I want you to call me up and say, "Well, I didn't understand," or "I didn't know." I want you to know.
Right.
And then we make informed decisions, right?
Yeah. Right.
You do a good job. You don't hide anything for certain. You put it all on the table, and then you're like, you are like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. Right. Yes, indeed. I will tell you in a minute. Now, you sure you want to? Okay. Yeah. And it's good. It's all good. And so it's so many things that I know that most travelers want to do. There's, you know, what we call bucket list that you have for your travel. And we all have these, you know, amazing trips. We want to go to Belize, and we want to go to Europe, and we want to go to, you name it. And we want to, you know, we want to go to Greece and Dubai and all those things. And there's nothing wrong with it. And when we plan properly, that's why one of the things that we do is we like to have packages. So we offer packages because packages allow you to pay over time. Now you know what you're going to pay, you know when the payments are due, and it kind of helps for those that may not be as familiar with, you know, taking that time to plan a trip. But those things help as well.
Okay, great.
Well, good. It sounds like this was very informative for anybody that's looking to travel. It's best. These are the takeaways I got. Plan for everything. So that means you have to consider everything when you're traveling. Have cash on hand. Make sure you have the travel insurance for your protection. And make sure you make informed decisions. Get all the information possible. But it sounds more like now is working with an agent, a travel agent, working with Donna to help you make those decisions. Because like back in the day, you just pick up, make some arrangements, and you gone. You ain't got to give thought to nothing. But now you have to give thought to a lot of things.
Right. Right.
So that you can go and have a wonderful time with your on your vacation. So this was very informative, Donna, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about that.
I appreciate you both having me. I do want to say one other thing, and I've heard this. You mentioned this on your the last podcast, I believe, was around credit cards. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you and I know how you both travel. When you travel, you are already ready. You have a plan. You already know what you're doing, how much you're spending. And, you know, it's so important that I notice that oftentimes I'll have clients, new clients, and they'll pay with debit cards. Mm-hmm. And that is a concern because there is little backing from the bank when it comes to paying for services such as travel. It is so important that you get to a place where you can have a small credit card or something that you can begin to pay for your travel and travel expenses, because if something were to happen and you needed to question something, it can be a little iffy on whether or not you'll have the bank really assist you in that way. And that is, and that's not coming from Donna. That's coming from me taking a course over the COVID period, the beginning of COVID, from a college in Florida. And one of the first things that professor, who's also an attorney, said. And so I want our listeners to really understand that those things, it's not just about traveling anymore. And we need to really think about it, things a little differently.
Well, thanks for the confirmation. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
I'm actually going to practice this week what you both suggested. Do you know what that is?
We see.
Having cash on hand
for the week. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I am doing it. I'm going to share my results with you. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Look, you'll spend less because it's more painful. That much I do know.
You're absolutely right. I will spend less because when you just, you know, I will just say, oh, it was just, you know, $10. And you're right. Mm-hmm. It's so quick when it's like $10 here, $20 here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I said to myself, you know what? We're going to practice this week, because if we practice it, we can get better at it. And then we just get better at this whole finance thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So for the listeners that's wondering what Donna's talking about, if you haven't listened to the last podcast, where we spoke about cash versus credit cards. We spoke about having cash on hand because we do mindless swiping when you have a credit card and debit card, and you just buy stuff that you really don't need. But when you have just that $20 when you walk in the store, you're going to get exactly what you need because that's all you have is $20. And you'll see that you're paying attention, that you're making intentional purchases, and you're not doing that mindless spending and spending up all your money from the debit card or racking up all these charges from the credit card. So that's what she's talking about. She's going to test it out and just pay for things in cash and see how well she does.
So one thing I also want to say when it comes to traveling on the budget, one thing I try to do, we try to do, because we don't wait to figure out where we want to go to start saving money. We save money even when we get towards travel, even though we don't have any place to go. So, you know, if we don't know we're going to go in the next 4 or 5 months or 12 months, we still set aside some money without having a destination. So when we're picking a place, we're that much into the spending or having the cash on hand before we even plan it. $25 a month, $25 a paycheck, $100 a month, whatever it is, if you start setting that money up now, when you come to make those plans, you may say, you know what? This is $1,200. I already got $800 in my hand. Cool, I only need $400 more. Versus just saying, starting from zero, and it's $1,200. Oh, $1,200 over the next 3 months. I don't know if that's possible. You know, those kind of things. I encourage the listeners to don't start saving when you know you're going to go. Just start saving now.
I agree. That's why you two are, you're one of my favorite clients.
Gotta give Adisa Lee a shout out because Adisa Lee turned me on to talk to Donna. She's my friend. I said, okay. And that's how we got connected through somebody from work. Adisa Lee. Yeah, she definitely helped us out.
People that want to go where you both went for your end of your 30th anniversary, but it's out of reach because they haven't planned for it. But it's possible, but they just, it's just not in reach because you got to plan.
Exactly.
Planning is key.
Exactly.
So Donna, do you want to give people like your social media information, that way people can look you up and maybe become your clients?
Absolutely. I thank you. I welcome that. So we are Dream Sensation Travel Agency, and you can find us on Facebook at Dream Sensation Travel, or you can find us under the hashtag under Cushionberry Care. We are also on Instagram, Dream Sensation Travel, all one word or all one or all connected. And our website is www.dreamsensationtravel.com. What I really would love is for those of you who are interested in travel, I would really love you to join our Facebook page called The Travel Link, LINQ, The Travel Link. We welcome you to come in, experience getting some additional travel nuggets and connecting with some great people. So yes, thank you so much.
And for the listeners, I will post her contact information out on Podbean once we post this live stream. All her information will be out there, so anyone can go out there and start looking her up. So, Elroy, you want to share our social media information?
Sure. For Facebook, it's Gifted Jen LLC. For Instagram, is gift.jen. For YouTube, you can just, in the search bar, type in Gifted Generations LLC. It'll come up. Got quite a few videos out there. Our website is giftedgenerations-llc.com. That's Gifted Generations, and that's a -llc.com. And we always say, what, Robin?
Don't forget the dash.
Now, additionally, something that we have developed is an app, you know. And what we're trying to say here is that, you know, we, with this app, you know, we help to improve lives by improving one's personal finances. We remove the stress of everyday financial management, you know. So Gifted Generations presents Bags of Money app. Our slogan is same money, new level, which means you get the money you're making right now, it can take you to a new level as long as you manage it properly. So go for the Android, it's already out there. Just type in Bags of Money, it'll pop up. iPhone, we are still in developing code. Hopefully within a few weeks, we'll have the code in our hand, do some testing, and then be out on the iPhone. So look us up, download the app, and see and tell us what you think about it. It is a great app. It does financial predictions of your checking accounts for future balances. So it's a great app. So if you want to know what you're going to have in your checking book 2 weeks from now, you click on that date, it's going to tell you on this date, based on your spending habits and your income habits that you have this amount in your checking account. So it's very predictive for future spending and amounts in your checking account. So check it out.
And also people have been asking us, is this app tied to any personal banking information? It is not.
It's not.
This app is only the numbers that you put in. It's not connected into your bank. It's not connected to a credit card, anything like that, that people can hack and get that information. It's a standalone app that you put in your income and expenses, and then it makes projections based off of the data you put in. So we want people, because I know people are concerned about that because there's a lot of hacking and stuff going on, and we intentionally did not connect the two. So we just wanted to let you know that. So once again, Donna, thank you so much. And I'll probably ask you again in the fall so people have ideas for fall travel to come in and speak to us about some travel in the fall. Give us some ideas and things of that nature, okay?
Absolutely. I know that there are many people that don't quite know where they want to go. And so, yes, we do help with that. And we would love to return in the fall as well to offer some suggestions. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna, for your time. Appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much. And have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.